Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just take turns introducing yourself, you know, your name and your title with the fest.
Liz Rawlings.
Chris Hartman, and we are co-owners, or both owners, of the Let's Go Music Festival.
And can I brother say, and sister.
Ah, yeah. Brother and sister. Can I say co-founders?
Sure.
Okay, cool. All right, so your brother and sister, let's start there. Where did you grow up? What, you know, did you love music and go to other festivals and just dream one day when you were older as adults that you might start your own festival together?
Well, Liz and I both grew up in Annapolis off St. Margaret's Road, born and raised in Annapolis. You know, college and life takes you away for a little bit, but Annapolis always has that funny way of calling back into your heart, and you want to go back home. And for me, this has always been home, Annapolis, Maryland. I love it. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I love the people here. Liz and I both love the city so much, and we wanted to do something back for, you know, the county and everything else that's tied in with it, with the city. And we're just very humbled and honored to be here and being able to, you know, put a presentation on for entertainment for fans of Anne Arundel County in Annapolis.
Awesome.
Yeah, we love music. Yeah, love music. Go to San Diego for festivals, go to concerts all over the area. And we thought, hey, why not Annapolis? Let's do something in our hometown. And so we kicked it off 3 years ago, and this is our third year. Super, super, super excited about this year.
So would it be, and I want to get into the lineup for this year in a minute, but just more on the founding, since we're sort of talking about that. So 3 years ago, are you saying it started in 2021, or would that have been 2020?
2021, coming out of COVID, we wanted to, we were really missing live music, you know, with the lockdowns and everything. It was great seeing music on Facebook and, you know, streaming live. However, we were just missing getting out there and just enjoying the outside and music. So we said, why not start a festival? In the first year, we had some regional acts and some local bands, and Sugar Ray, Smash Mouth, and Gin Blossoms were year one. So that's what kicked off the first year.
How do you even go about landing such huge bands? Like, you know what I mean? Like, did you have industry connections? Like, how did you even pull that off? Because those are big names you just dropped for year one.
A friend of a friend of a friend. It's not what you know, it's who you know, right? Yeah. It's just connections. And we stumbled upon a company that we worked with, and it just fell into place. I almost fell in my chair the first year because we were talking about some just doing regional bands. Then all of a sudden it was like Sugar Ray's coming, and I was like, holy smokes.
Mark McGrath's here. What the heck?
Yeah.
And he's great. A very awesome, awesome individual. If you ever get the chance to meet him or hang out with him, he is by far one of my favorite guys to hang out with. Liz and I love him to death. High energy. I can't say enough good words about Mark McGrath.
I agree. I've never met him in person, but we've interviewed him, and that's how it comes across. He is, you know, every morning there's a halo hanging. No, he seems really down to earth, dude. Well, sticking on that first year, you know, we talked about, you know, you bringing in these massive names, you know, in the lineup, the bands. But how about sort of putting it together at, you know, as a festival, you know, like, did you contact the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds? You know, how did you set up all the staging and lighting and sound? Like, you know, I want to know, like, how you set this thing up as a festival.
Oh, well, we try to come up with a theme, and what genre of music, to see what we could bring in and who would be available. So we have our agents who are really great, who help us form the lineup. So it's like a draft board, almost like an NFL draft. You have to put your wish list together and see who's available, and you go through and you work through who's available. And then from that, you pull together. The fairgrounds they're great because they have plenty of room for us there. We can hold up to 10,000 people at the fairgrounds. So parking's free. And so we thought, why not the fairgrounds? It has a nice big open space. And our production manager, who we've worked with all 3 years, brings in this huge stage. We bring in a huge stage, and then we just kind of design it like the way we would want to go to a festival. Chris and I are just big fans, so we try to lay it out the way we would like it if we were going to a music event.
You know, GA fans are people that's we want them having a good time, and we want to make sure that everybody gets a good view. You know, the fairgrounds is XX amount of space and presented a little bit of a challenge the first year, but Liz and I kind of figured it out. You know, you have to, it's everything there is power generated. Like there's no plug you just go plug into. And I mean, obviously for stages and stuff like that, but on the back end in front of the house, it's all power generated. So it was quite a bit of a little challenge for Liz and I to, you know, go through the steps and start figuring out. And by year two, we kind of smoothed that out and we brought in some bigger names. We came out swinging the second year. I don't know if you saw our lineup. It was great concert, great show. Leonard Skinner nailed it. The Goo Goo Dolls, Lindsay L, Jimmy Allen. I mean, they were, you know, great performers and it was a hell of a show.
Was Billy Currington year two or year one?
Year two.
So he was part of that lineup too. Wow. Yeah. I mean, as if you couldn't top the lineup from year one, year two was just as big. So that's great. How many people showed up between year one and year two?
We were right in that 6,500 range for year two, and we're closer to 10,000 this year.
How about year one?
We were 3,200.
So it went from like 3,200.
I'm sorry, 2,500.
So it grew from 2,500 to, can I just have you just revoice that again? I'm going to put together two radio pieces so it helps to have options. Just if you could say it grew and, you know, from this in year one to this in year two to finally what we're expecting in year three.
Yes. It grew from 2,500 year one to close to 7,000 year two, or close to 10,000 this year.
Wow. And that close to 10,000 is just based on, I guess, like pre-ticket sales and stuff like that. Like you'll know for sure when it actually happens.
Yes. And yeah. Some folks locally like to wait till the weather. So we have a lot of walk-ups too. But yeah, pre-sale tickets are giving us the indicators of the amount of people.
Yeah. It was, you know, it was not trying to get side derailed from what you asked, but kind of corresponding to what you were saying is Kevin Griffin, I don't know if you know who he is. He's the lead singer of Better Than Ezra.
Better Than Ezra.
Kevin is another good guy. And he pulled Liz and I aside and he just pointed at us and said, don't stop. You two keep going. You've got a good thing going here. He's like, most people in the festival world, they'll fall out by the third year. He's like, you guys got a really good thing going here. Keep it going. We want to come back. And like, Liz and I were just sold like right there. And then on that, you know, after hearing that, we were kind of just like, oh, I mean, you can hear my voice. It was shaking. It was so emotional and it meant something to Liz and I, you know, cause we're fans, you know, we're not a big company that can just throw things out there and just make things happen. This is just Liz and I.
Right.
And, you know, Kevin's, you know, words held true. And Liz and I just thought like, hell man, why aren't we talking about year three right now? And right there and then on that spot, we were off and running for this year.
Awesome. Well, let's talk about year three then. You know, it has the Better Than Ezra seal of approval from last year. So let's talk about year three. It's three nights. By the way, is that new from other years? Was it always three nights?
Always three nights. Always okay, three cool. days.
Okay, great. So so then let's go, you know, take me into day one, day two, and day three. And I already know some of this because I've interviewed some of the bands, but just so I have soundbite for the radio, you know, tell me who we have for night one on Friday, June 2nd.
We have a Battle of the Band opener, Local Orange, and then we have Laughing Colors. They're local, but they're big local here. Then we kick it off with Filter, Collective Soul, and then Live closes out the evening for us on Friday.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm really excited for WTOP listeners to hear our interview with Collective Soul this week as well. And then, of course, live. I mean, hopefully the weather stays. We don't have any lightning crashes in real life, but hopefully. Iconic bands. Those are bands of my middle school right there, baby. All right. Well, day two is just as big. Tell us who we got.
Chris, you want to take that one?
We got We Are Scientists, Lit. 311, Cold War Kids, Airborne Toxic Event, And
Silver Sun Pickups.
Silver Sun Pickups, baby. And we also have a local stage kicking off at least, what, 6-8 bands too as well. Saturday is going to be a long day, noon till 11 p.m. And it's just going to be packed with music all day.
Gonna be awesome. We invite everyone to check out our interview with Lit that aired on WTOP, I guess last week or the week before, one or the other. And hit the archives for that, because it was a really fun interview.
Jason, I can't wait for Lit. Can't wait for that whole lineup is so exciting for this area. So we're just stoked. I mean, the whole weekend, we're just so excited. So
yeah, we are a little more edgier than last year. We like rock. We're rock fans. So I mean, we're music fans across the board of everything, but we're a little more edgier. And this year plays true to it.
Yes. You mentioned you're rock fans, but there's a little bit for country fans here too. Tell us about day three on Sunday.
Yeah, we kick off with South 62, Brothers Moore out of Oklahoma. Priscilla Block, she's doing great this year. Larry Fleet, Kip Moore, High Energy Kip Moore, and then Chris Young is coming to close out the night for us. Stoked for country. This is great, so exciting for them.
Oh yeah, if anyone's listened to country radio over the last 5-10 years, though, they definitely know these songs by Kip Moore and Chris Young. You'll have a great time. All right. Well, that's I have more than enough to work with in terms of the history and then all the bands and everything. Is there anything else we need to know in terms of like, can you buy food and drink and everything there? I don't know. Is it mostly standing room? Is there bleachers? Do you bring a blanket? Like, what do we need to know in terms of like actionable information if you're coming?
Bring a blanket. Chairs are allowed, but no strollers, no umbrellas. We have food trucks. We have Deep Eddy Vodka. We have Jägermeister. We have Miller Lite, Coors Light coming on site. The experience is great. It's a nautical theme this year for Annapolis. So there'll be a lot of that stuff is going on.
A lot of Shutterbugs will have the opportunity to take pictures of activations in the fields, and it'll be fun for the family.
How do we want to close it? Oh, what's in a name? You know, why do we call it the Let's Go Festival? Is it like a good, just basic, like call to action? Hey, let's go.
Pretty much. Okay. Let's go. Yeah. It was coming out of COVID. Let's go. Let's go listen to live music. Let's go have some fun. Let's go listen to some great music outside and dance the night away. That kind of vibe.
There is one thing that we did forget. We said this on the last interview, before the big bands come on, about 2 hours before, there will be a mariachi band playing as soon as you get through the gate, and there'll be a margarita bar set right next to it.
Oh, well, I mean, how did we bury the lead?
Let's go. You know, let's, it's just something different, off the wall, zany. And that's Liz and I would just, it's fun. And it brings a different, it's that experience, you know, you're walking up and you see a margarita bar and a mariachi band at a festival, you know it's going to be a good time.
Absolutely. And of course, you know, when you're not at the fairgrounds, you know, either you come before or on your way out or whatever, there's so much great stuff to go see and do in downtown Annapolis as well. So go make a weekend of it. Go for all 3 days if you want. Heck, do it up. Again, everybody, it's the Let's Go Music Fest. It's back on June 2nd through 4th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's year three, and it sounds like it's going to be an annual tradition. So keep it going.
Yeah, thanks, Jason, for having us. Can't wait to see everybody. Let's go.
Let's go.
Hey, actually, could we end? I like to end with this. It usually works out well. Pretend I'm not here, and like you're speaking directly to our WTOP listeners. Let's say they're just stuck in traffic, driving in their car, and they hear this interview. You know, just say, "Hey, DC, Maryland, Virginia, whatever, come on out. You're gonna have a good time." Just speak directly to them.
Let's go, DC. Saddle up. Let's come on out to the Let's Go Festival, June 2nd through 4th.
All right, cool. Okay.
Thank you for doing this. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Very humble and honored. Thank you.